For the month of October, we have some feed specials to tell you about here at the co-op. Purina Strategy Healthy Edge is on sale, $19 for the 50-pound bag. Purina Strategy Healthy Edge horse feed is a high-fat, nutritionally balanced, controlled starch and sugar diet for horses aged 2 years and older. Also from Purina, we have Leina Poultry Pellet or Crumble on sale, $15 for the 50-pound bag. This 16% protein, high calcium ration is excellent feed for your barnyard layers. The co-op also stocks several options for stall and chicken coop bedding and stock tank de-icers. With the cooler weather coming on, remember that the co-op stocks North Idaho Energy logs and pellets at competitive prices and delivery can be arranged. Find these items and so much more at the co-op. 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
We're back on KSBT and Rock 103, and a new running back, Nicholas Webb, as the Bulldogs have taken out the starting quarterback and a running back of Lake City here in this first quarter of action. The handoff is to Webb. Webb tries to go outside, and he gets stuffed. So third down and nine, and I guess we're going to find out if their backup quarterback, Josiah, what is it again?
Weaver.
I'm going to write that on my sheet. Josiah Weaver. What he can do with in the passing game, because it's third and long.
I tell you what, Chris Irvin was off to a hot start, Chris, there on that second drive. He was throwing some bolts down the middle of the field against this Bulldog defense. So, you know, the young quarterback Weaver is going to be tested here.
So, Weaver's got one man beside him. He stops. He looks to throw, and he's going to run. And then the flag flies. He's going to get about five. That flag fly right where probably you're going to see holding, because the Bulldogs were trying to close in on Weaver, and they were about to, and all of a sudden he got away.
I think everybody in the stand saw the hold, too. The Bulldogs were able to get some pressure, and it looked like it was Treadway coming in on that outside. Chris gets held on that play, and a big interest to what the Bulldogs do here. Make the fourth and what, 6 yards?
Fourth and five. So it's either going to be fourth and five. I think the Bulldogs are going to take it and maybe try and gain a little field position. Now, why they don't mark it from the spot of the foul, they're marking it from the end of the
the holding call was
bad. Yeah, way in the backfield, not marked from 5 yards downfield where the play ended. So they're having a confusion of where the penalty should come from. The flag was in the backfield. Now they're marking it from the line of scrimmage. So Bulldogs would have reassessed that if they had taken it from 5 yards downfield. So it's going to be third down now and 20. Just underway here, second quarter, 11:15 left. Bulldogs down 1-7-6. This scoring update brought to you by Ivano's Restaurante. Bulldog owned and operated for over 30 years. Back to pass, Weaver. Weaver rushed by Treadway. The pass is complete. To his running back. He breaks the tackle. He's going to come up short again, right at about the same spot where it would have been fourth down last time. So fourth and four coming for Lake City as they throw the screen play and get quite a bit of yardage out of it.
Got a nice yardage there. The Treadway was good, almost barreling down on that quarterback, almost got there, but pretty well designed, keeping it simple for the quarterback, and he's getting his first camp here, and he's just able to swing it out through a wide-open player who does a great job of getting off the tackle by Lehman and picking up some yards.
So Whitcomb, the punter, Christian Emma, standing at about the 30-yard line, and he's going to be the one returning a big kick over. Emma calls for a fair catch, and it's going to take it at about the 20-yard line, 21, and that's where the Bulldogs will take over. 10:22 left here in this first half of play. Standpoint, down by 1-7-6 to Lake City.
Yeah, I tell you what, both teams just getting it done there in the first quarter with the offensive possession. You know, Lake City taking advantage of the short field position as the Bulldogs were, you know, able to kind of hold them there on that second drive and then get good field position. And the Bulldogs offense kind of sputtered here in the last couple series, Chris. So we see what Thielbar can dial up here for this offense.
Well, the Bulldogs need to execute whatever he dials up, because that was part of the problem in that last couple of drives. So here we go with the Bulldogs. With the football, handoff, Cox up the middle. Cox to the 25-yard line, gain of 3 right up the middle, and second and 7 coming up.
Yeah, a little bit of room for Dobbs to get to that second level, but a nice job of being able to tackle there by the Timberwolves, number 44. He's able to bring down Cox, but not after about a four-yard gain.
So second down and six, they actually mark him across the 25, so give him the extra yard. Fake handoff, throw to Niemela on the outside. Niemela cuts to the inside, and he's got a first down. Dives across the 35 to the 36. That's going to be a first down for the Bulldogs and a gain of 10. And standpoint quickly back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, just a nice little quick throw to Jackson out to Niemela, who the corner's given about 10 yards, Chris, and he's able to get downfield and pick up a nice first down.
Well, after the Bulldogs ran past him on the first drive, a little more cushion here after that from the receivers. Back to pass, Pettit. Pettit looking, going deep. He's going for Christian again. It's caught. Christian has it at the 30-yard line. Beautiful throw all the way out to the 30. Wow. Couldn't have played that out there any better.
I tell you what, again, Christian Niemela just one-on-one coverage out there, and he just gets step on the corner, and Jackson delivers a strike. What a beautifully thrown ball to the outside shoulder away from the defender, and Christian makes a great catch over the shoulder.
So Bulldogs now with the ball at the Lake City 30 after two passes, and a handoff to Cox this time. Nothing. One, maybe. And second and nine coming up. Boy, there's not much room to run into that Lake City interior.
Yeah, you know, Lake City's just doing a really good job of reading that run option. You know, the Bulldogs like to do a lot of run-pass options to quarterback, and number nine just, he guessed right, and he closes in on that gap, and no room for Cox to find.
So second down and nine. Back to pass. Pettit throws it again to Christian, down near the 20-yard line. So we're going to see a third and one for the Bulldogs at the 21-yard line. So two down territory for the Bulldogs for sure. And they'll bring in Tyler Lehman to replace Elijah Larson. Put a little extra beef into the running game here. Cox right behind. And I think the Bulldogs drew off Lake City. No, they call the Bulldogs for a
Niemela.
Niemela gets the motion. Points at his chest, says, my bad. Well, his bad's going to cost the Bulldogs five. And that's going to make it third and six now.
Yeah, I don't think the Bulldogs are going to get tricky right there. They're just going to run this football, so no reason for Niemela to jump, to move. You know, he's probably not going to be part of that play, and now it puts him in a very third and seven.
So here we go now. Again, both Lake City showing blitz. And they come after it. It's a handoff to Cox up the middle on the draw. He's got a first down inside the 20. Still on his feet, driving to the 15. That's going to be a gain of 12. And what a great call against that pressure.
But, you know, again, the coach sees that 55 is going to come on that blitz. And so they attack where he's vacating that area right in the middle of that about the two-hole. And he vacates. He goes out to the outside of the four-hole. And a great play call. And Cox finds a nice room and a first down for Bulldogs.
So set back to pass Pettit. Pettit throws it. He's got Lehman in the flat at the 10. Down to the 6. That's going to be close to another first down, probably short a yard. So second and one with 7 minutes and 53 seconds left in this second quarter. Bulldogs on the march looking to regain the lead.
Lehman, 42.
So Lehman catches it, runs it down inside the 10, and a handoff to Cox up the middle. Cox looking for the end zone. He isn't going to get it, but he's going to get the first down inside the 5. So first and goal, Bulldogs at the 4-yard line.
Yeah, not a whole lot happening there on the right side. Picks up a couple, but you can just see Theobar just he's pretty animated down on the field. They're not making the right read here against this defense for Lake City.
So headed. And Cox behind him. 3 wides on the far side. 1 to the near side. Back to pass. They're throwing it into the corner looking for Christian Niemela. It's overthrown. He couldn't quite get to the pylon. So second and goal coming up.
Yeah, the ball just overthrown by Jackson. You know, he threw it away from the defender just out of the reach of Christian Niemela.
So second and goal coming up. Bulldogs. Pettit claps. Takes a snap, hands it to Cox. Cox's got a hole. He's got a touchdown. Bulldogs regain the lead now, 12-7. Going to try the old-fashioned kick it through extra point once again. See if they can keep Whitcomb from coming in and spiking the ball this time.
Yeah, they're not going to chase that that missed extra point here early in the game, Chris. I thought they might go for two, but in comes Peterson to kick that extra point.
I think that's pretty smart this early in the game. Get those points when you can. Extra point is up, and it is good, but we've got whistles blowing. No flags on the field, though. Bulldogs lead it 13-7. We'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
We at Shiloh Inns are proud to be celebrating more than 44 years of providing you, our loyal customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Our customers love our many free amenities, like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast, or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as our spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And at Shiloh Inns, even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. If you ask your best friend where they want to stay, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inns. For reservations, call 800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
On KSBT and Rock 103, as the Bulldogs bring you the ensuing kickoff. Standpoint going left to right here in the second quarter across your radio dial towards the southern end of Barlow Stadium, which would mean Lake City is headed north. Hopefully they'll be headed south on this possession as the kick comes, and it's going to be taken again by Chavez. He's back in the game at the 10. Chavez to the near side and knocked down at the 25-yard line. So the Bulldogs been a little better in coverage every time so far, and Lake City takes over there at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, great job by Cody Steiger, and it looks like Peyton Ennis there to close the gap and make a nice tackle on Chavez.
So Lake City, or at some point if you're the Bulldogs, you've got to start really making them prove they can throw the ball, don't you?
Oh, absolutely, Chris. I think you're going to maybe see them maybe load up the box a little bit, or have these linemen kind of start coming through the gap, shooting gaps, and try to slow that running game down.
So, Weaver, handoff once again to Chavez. Chavez to the outside. Chavez still on his feet. Chavez with a run of 10-plus out to another first down for Lake City. And, boy, the Bulldogs so far just can't find a way to bring him down.
Yeah, he's just patient back there, Chris. Looks like he might go up the middle. The Bulldogs kind of bite on, and then he just bumps it to the outside and finds some steam. And not until Alex Christopherson brings him down, but not after a first down there. A nice run by Chavez.
Yeah, out to the 38-yard line. So gain of 13 on first down brings up first down again as we're under 7 minutes to go here in the first half on Bulldog football. Standpoint Lake City. Standpoint up 13-7. There's a handoff to Chavez. This time the Bulldogs have him nailed down. A loss on the play. Has a great job on the far side for the Bulldogs. I didn't catch the number, but somebody was really staying
Isaac
home.
Webb. Isaac Webb staying home, doing a great job. Again, really, Lake City wants to get the ball outside the tackles and really get Chavez out to the outside. And that time Webb does a great job of staying home and brings him down for a yard loss.
So second down and 11 now for Lake City. And again, they've lost their starting quarterback, Chris Irvin. He went out after the second drive, and now Josiah Weaver directing the offense. Four wide, back to pass Weaver, looking, trying to throw it, and throws it to his back on a screen, and he steps out of bounds. Very short, and a flag comes in late. Are they going to get the Bulldogs for a late hit? The guy was still running. I don't think the Bulldogs realized that he'd gone out of bounds.
It looked here on the interior that
really
one of the Lake City guys took a cheap shot on, Lehman out to the left side and maybe a block in the back. We'll see here.
No, they picked up the flag. I think the back judge was going to give a late hit penalty because it was a one-yard run, but the running back, Chavez, was spinning and going down the field. Looked like he was still trying to keep the play going, and it was a little bit of a late whistle. So third down and 8.
that big play here for the Bulldog defense. You know, they do a great job on this play here. They're going to force Lake City to punt it again.
So I would keep my eyes open for the screen play where the Bulldog either to the back or one of the receivers. Instead, it's a handoff, and it goes nowhere. Absolutely stuffed right in the middle of the play for the Sandpoint Bulldogs. The guy whose name we've called a lot this year, Jay, playing a new position, Sam Puckett.
Yeah, boy, Sam Puckett that time stays home and hits that gap. And I just like the way he attacked the line of scrimmage, attacked the hole where that running back was coming. And boy, and Shot Bass is a little slow getting up after that hit. He puts a nice hit on the running back. Great play by Sam Puckett.
So the Bulldogs once again, stuff Lake City, forced the punt by Whitcomb. The snap is back. The kick is up. It's a high spiral. It's going to be taken by Cox, who once again says, fair catch, are you kidding me, and runs to the near side. He's got some room. He's at the 40. He's at the 50. He needs one block. He's at the 30. He cuts against the grain. He's going to the end zone. Bulldogs, Jarrett Cox with the touchdown on the punt return. Started left, came to the right, back to the left, no flag. Bulldogs lead at 27.
An electrifying run there by Cox. Boy, Chris, what a great job of getting a nice high punt. Good punt by Lake City, but he's no fear. He's able to split the two tacklers right at the point of where he catches it, kicks out to the right side, and didn't get the nice line of blocking by the Bulldogs. They kind of set up a nice deal off to the outside, allows him to get down the sideline, and then he cuts it back against the grain, and 80 yards later, we're in the end zone.
70.
70. I thought he got it to 20.
Could have been. One of those two. So the Bulldogs now looking to make it 20-7. Extra point is up and good. Bulldogs tack on seven more. 19-27 Bulldogs. We'll be back on KSPT and Rock 103 after this.
Hey there, it's me, Bugsy. You know, the bug. I'm hiding out again because Northern States Pest Control put a hit out on me. You believe it? Me, lovable guy I am. Anyways, today I'm here on behalf of ants, specifically carpenter ants. From the Latin, campo notus annoius. Yeah, they annoy me too. But what country is this? What, no arrest? No trial? Northern States Pest Control just comes by your home and eliminates them. I mean completely. Gone. Kaput. No more ants. I'm considering a filibuster. And they don't kill just ants, neither. Spiders, silverfish, anything, cockroaches, it doesn't matter. Plus even rodents. They're a complete home care company. Northern States Pest Control. They're bad news for bugs like me. Here they come. I gotta get out of here. Call Northern States Pest and Weed Control at 208-265-9619 for all your pest problems.
All right, we're back on KSBT and Rock 103. Bulldogs with 14 straight points here after Lake City got a touchdown early in the second quarter. And it's 27 Bulldogs and Dylan Peterson in to kick it away. This time it's a squib job that rolls down, is going to be taken at the 20, and it just has to be jumped on instead of letting the ball go out of bounds. The receiver, who's not their normal guy over there who's taken him every time they kick and shove it so far, nearly turned it into a big misplay.
Well, I tell you, you know, you never know what that ball's going to do if it's rolling, bouncing, you know, and that ball is still about a couple yards off that line of scrimmage. Looks like it might roll out of bounds, Chris, but you can never be sure, right? One nut off and
yeah,
in the first direction. But Bulldogs get a great break on that. And, boy, they're starting right at the 20-yard line. So good job by Dylan Peterson on that kick.
So Bulldogs now up 27. And, again, Lake City playing with Josiah Weaver, their backup quarterback. And they still have Chavez, I think, in there. Oh, snap comes to Weaver and ricochets to Chavez, who takes it up the middle. Second week in a row we've seen that, where the snap comes and is then ricocheted from the quarterback to a running back, and somehow Chavez, who should have been stopped at the line of scrimmage, manages to get 5 yards out of it.
Boy, he's a load to bring down, Chris. He's running hard, little banged up, you know, on that, you know, on the last possession for them, and boy, it's tough to bring down. A nice effort there by Chavez.
So second down and five. This time, Lake City is going to huddle, which is unusual for them. So they break that huddle and come up to the line. 4:20 left, and now we've got a timeout by the Timberwolves. We will keep it here and talk about what's coming up. That's your Mountain West Bank Halftime Show. We will have the Barry Burke-led Jalapeno Stamp Page. We'll have our Sayers Jewelers Player of the Game from last week. Might not be a lot of drama in who that's going to be based on the stats that one of the Bulldogs was able to come up with. It's also homecoming. We'll find out who the homecoming king and queen are, and then we'll have some news, both of the national and local variety, back at the studio. So a lot happening for you at halftime here on KSBT and Rock 103. Of course, tomorrow, Vandals and Weber State. It's a big game for the Vandals after what happened to them last week.
Yeah, you know, they kind of gave that one away against Northern Colorado, kind of controlled the game for three quarters, and then just kind of, I don't know if we let off the throttle, but just kind of gave the game away, and then Northern Colorado came away with a big win, and the Vandals riding that high off of a big win against Eastern Washington,
yeah.
And now they got Weber State, and Weber State is they're good. They're ranked in both polls number 3 in the country.
Wow.
So yeah, they got their hands full against Weber State, who like to run the football, and they got a really stout defense. So the Bulldogs got the hands full.
So right now it is Lake City, and there's a trip and a loss on the play. Going to give Keith Jensen a sack, but I think that the quarterback, Weaver, tripped over his lineman as he was pulling out from under center. So that's a loss all the way back almost to the original line of scrimmage. It's 3rd down and 9.
Yeah, they're trying to get him on a rollout to the wide side of the field, Chris. He's just unable to get out there. He's tripped up for a big loss. And obviously, the coaching staff seeing something as the Bulldogs have been getting after him pretty hard. But the Bulldogs do a great job of tripping Musson. Now it's 3rd down and long. Great spot here for the Bulldog D.
Well, last 3rd down and long was a run up the middle. Let's see what happens this time for the Timberwolves as Weaver takes the snap and drops straight back. Looking. He's going to be enveloped, but somehow gets away, throws it, and it's intercepted. Elijah Larson has it on the return at the 30. He's at the 20. He's still on his feet and headed the other way. He's not tackled yet. Larson headed to the end zone. His trip and gets into the end zone. Larson picks off the quarterback and somehow eludes the base and dives into the end zone. And just like that, it is 26-7. I was waiting for them to put him on the board. They finally do, and the Bulldogs.
Boy, just an ill-advised throw by the young quarterback, Weaver, as he's gets a little bit of pressure, rolls out to the right, thinks he has a receiver open, but Bulldogs just kind of sit back in this zone defense, and Elijah sees it all the way and steps in front and just makes a great return on the play.
So here we go. Bulldogs, it's no good, and that's pretty much the only bad news for the Bulldogs in this first half. They've had 4 touchdowns and missed 2 extra points, but they lead at 26-7, and we'll be back on KSBT and Rock 103 after this.
P1FCU gives you the freedom of control. Lost or stolen debit card? You have the control to stop fraud in its tracks by turning off your card from your smartphone. Traveling? Limit usage based on your location. Set up notifications and receive instant transaction and spending alerts. It's time to take control of your debit card with Mobi Money included with your checking account only at P1FCU. P1FCU, your community, your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Lenny from 7BTV, your local authorized dish retailer. Our community is our family, and we are committed to supporting the causes that matter here in Sandpoint. That is why we are a proud supporter of the Angels Over Sandpoint Back to School program. It's just one way we're helping to make a difference right here in our own backyard. Call us at 208-263-7288 or visit us at 7BTV.com to learn more about how we are supporting our community through Dish Cares.
We're back on KSBT and Rock 103 as Dylan Peterson is kicking off again for the Bulldogs. This one going to be taken at about the 12-yard line and off the far side, and a pretty good return across the 40 for number 34, Nicholas Webb. And Jay, the Bulldogs have scored on offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, when you win all three of those, you're usually going to win a football game. And Bulldogs so far, you know, offense has punched in a couple times, and then the defense and the special teams. So a great effort so far in the first half, Chris.
So now Lake City with 3:11 left in this one and facing the daunting task, because if they don't score here, they're going to be down big at halftime, and the Bulldogs are going to get the football start the third quarter.
Absolutely. Everything's kind of stacking up in the Bulldogs' favor here, Chris.
Well, let's see what happens. This time up under center is Weaver. Weaver's got Chavez behind him, and there's a fumble. Ball's loose.
Oh, I think the Bulldogs have it.
Center quarterback exchange, and all of a sudden it is a cavalcade of calamities for the Timberwolves as the Bulldogs recover the fumble snap. Was that Lehman?
That was Lehman.
Yep.
Boy, just, boy, I tell you, you know, turnovers are a killer, Chris, and the Bulldogs getting the two of them here in a hurry and really got the Lake City Timberwolves team reeling here late in the second quarter.
Yeah, the Bulldogs have scored on their last, what, two out of the last four plays. One of them a defensive score. Now another turnover, and the Bulldogs are back out on offense looking to add to their 26-7 lead.
Yeah, you got Chris Niemel here one-on-one to the outside, and you know, Jackson and Chris made these guys safe doing this so far this year.
They hand it off to Kaffin. Kaffin gets the block to the outside. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. He's down to the 25-yard line. So Kaffin gets about 16 yards on that first down carry, and the Bulldogs are already knocking on the door as the clock now just at 3 minutes left in what has been a very exciting, well-played Bulldog first half.
I tell you, Kaffin just had that extra gear, Chris. He's really impressive when he gets the ball to the outside.
Kaffin this time up the middle runs hard, and he's going to be knocked down at the just past the line of scrimmage. They'll call it the 25, so they mark it down 27. So game of two. And it's going to be second and eight. Signals coming in to the Bulldogs. Four wide, two on each side this time for Sandpoint. Kaffin, the running back, back to pass. Pettit. Pettit looks, finds Lehman. Lehman cuts inside at the 20, slips. Thought he had a bunch more room. Probably did, but he fell to the ground. So it's going to be third down now and about two.
Yeah, you know, Lake City right now, just given the Bulldogs got underneath stuff, and you know, Jackson's able to just pick him apart here on another little 5 yard out to Lehman, who does a great job of catching the ball and trying to turn up field.
So we've got Niemel on the far side. You've got Max Spielbar and Kobe Banks near side as wide receivers. Lehman at the H position, and the handoff, they run that way, and Kaffin's going to be knocked down as there was a jailbreak. Lake City really read that one well. It's going to be fourth down now and about seven for the Bulldogs at the 25-yard line. Loss of five.
Yeah, that time Lake City, they did a good job of reading that play. They knew, you know, I could kind of tell the Bulldogs are set up to try to get Kaffin out to that outside, and they use his speed to get to the corner. But a really good play by the Lake City Timberwolves defense.
So fourth down and seven. Bulldogs obviously going for it at the 25-yard line. Clock running, 1:20 left here in this second quarter of play. Bulldogs kind of content to let the clock run, and I understand what they're doing. They're going to let it roll out, probably call timeout just before the or take the delay. No, they'll call the timeout and then talk about it with 1:03 left. We'll keep it here. And smart play there by Coach Knowles. Let the clock go down. If you don't get it, you've got a backup quarterback, and they've got to go 75 yards in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just clock management there. By a good job by the staff. Let's not rush. Let's make sure we get the right play call out here and get the Bulldogs to catch their breath and see if they can't make a play. And they still got two timeouts here. If they do, the field's wide open for them. They can make any play anywhere in the middle of the field because they do got some timeouts left here on the clock if they're able to pick up that first down.
So the Bulldogs will talk about what they want to do here on fourth down. Reminder, Mountain West Bank halftime show coming up. Jalapeno's stat page. Sayers Jewelers Player of the Week from last week, and an extensive time back at the studio as it is homecoming here tonight. And so far, so good homecoming extravaganza for the Sandpoint Bulldogs.
Yeah, now the Sandpoint crowd's pretty fired up.
Oh, man.
First half of the win.
So they're going to pull Kaffin out and put Garrett Cox back in for this fourth down play. My guess is you're doing that because you've got Cox is probably a little better blocker at this particular point in time. Protect Jackson Pettit from what I would expect would be a multitude of rushers from Lake City.
Yeah, I think they're going to bring some pressure up the middle, Chris.
Back to pass. Bennett, and he's going to be knocked down at the 35. They did. They brought more guys than Cox could possibly block. And Bulldogs, worst case scenario, give up another 10 yards, and it's going to be Lake City's ball at the 35.
Yeah, you know, I'd like to see the Bulldogs maybe get Jackson outside the pocket because they're bringing that pressure up the middle, Chris. You know, gutsy call. They go one on man-to-man coverage on the receivers, and but they just don't allow Jackson any time at all to see get a seat better look downfield.
Yeah. And that's a play, too. I think that Pettit, if he had it over, might have just tucked it up somewhere. Incomplete or intercepted at the goal line is better than being sacked at the 35.
Right. Yeah. Just try to throw it away.
So Lake City now with a final shot to get more points on the board. They led it 7-6 just about a minute into this second quarter. Since then, it's been pretty much all Bulldogs, although Templeton has missed a couple extra points. There's a snap loose. It's picked up. And then a throw way out of bounds, incomplete, as the backup quarterback, Weaver, running for his life, was being chased by Lehman, who hit him when he threw.
But yeah.
Which was the best-case scenario for that play.
Yeah, you know, Weaver's just having a hard time. He's struggling back there, Chris. The snap kind of comes out a little wide to the left, but still, he should have got it. And then Lehman all over right there to put a nice hit on him as he's running away from Lehman and just throwing the ball away.
So here we go, 52 seconds, second down and 10, as the Weaver takes the snap and hands it off right up the middle, and another good run for Chavez, who's at the 50, and then upended there by Jake Ryan across the 48, and another simple handoff up the middle. And one thing Lake City's really doing well, by my mind, Jake, is those linemen are getting pretty far downfield, and once they get to the outside, there's lots of blocking for them.
Boy, absolutely, Chris. They're doing a good job of blocking downfield and really allowing Chavez to get that second level. They're down there still blocking, making it tough for the Bulldogs to get any hands on Chavez, who had a pretty big first half here running the football.
So 43 seconds left. Weaver in the shotgun. Hands it off to the backup running back this time, who gets to the outside. Maybe 3 or 4 yards for number 34, Nicholas Webb. Webb knocked out of bounds. That'll stop the clock with 37 seconds left. And a gain of what they're going to give is pretty much 5. And it'll be second down and 5.
Yeah, again, just getting to the outside. The Bulldogs losing containment out there. And that's what, again, we talked about it early. They like to get to the outside, get to the corner, use some speed, and put the pressure on the corners. And that's a strong safety to that weak side, Chris, and picking up yards. But, you know, looks like that Chavez is hobbled up, Chris. He's over on the sidelines, taking a break.
So, yeah, it's, once again, number 34, Nicholas Webb. They throw the screen pass incomplete, trying to get it out to the receiver number 10, Logan Salme, and it bounced to him. So it's going to be third down and 5 from the 44, and, you know, Chavez is a good back, there's no doubt about it. But if Lake City can't throw the football, it's going to be a long second half for them.
It's going to be a long second half, exactly, Chris. And, you know, that time they run this play a couple times, Chris, and trying to roll that running back out. They usually give it to the running back, and then he's able to get some blocks downfield. He tries to hit that receiver on the inside, and it's just unable to throw a good ball.
So third down, they hand it again to Webb, nothing. Maybe a couple up the middle. It's going to be fourth down with 28 seconds left, and one wonders if what Lake City's going to decide to do here, whether they'll just let this final 19 seconds of the half run out, take it to the locker room, and
yeah, looks like that's
try and figure it out at halftime. As the clock is rolling, Bulldogs are pretty content. They're going to get the ball at the start of the third quarter. So that's one half of play. Bulldogs, last week led it 27-0 at half. This week, another 5A opponent lead at 26-7. It's halftime. This is KSPP and Rock 103. Your Mountain West Bank halftime show is next.
Need groceries but don't have time to shop? The